Unit 7. Get moving to music. Actually, scientists have been studying the connection between music and exercise for decades. Actually, scientists have been studying the connection between music and exercise for decades. Through his research, he has found that songs with a particular number of beats per minute, or BPM, are better for exercising to. Through his research, he has found that songs with a particular number of beats per minute, or BPM, are better for exercising to. Interestingly, the BPM of the music are almost equal to the BPM of a person's heart during a regular workout. Interestingly, the BPM of the music are almost equal to the BPM of a person's heart during a regular workout. To really suit a workout situation, a song should also have a steady rhythm. To really suit a workout situation, a song should also have a steady rhythm. A steady rhythm allows a person to move his or her arms or legs in time with the music. A steady rhythm allows a person to move his or her arms or legs in time with the music. For those who want to really get their blood pumping, songs with over 180 BPM are Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca or Green Day's American Idiot. For those who want to really get their blood pumping, songs with over 180 BPM are Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca or Green Day's American Idiot.